Woo! The wheels do indeed keep turning. Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk on Babs Rolls Ivy. I got the dancing people on this morning. Hey, Lynn Peterson. Hey, Alexis Robbins. Unmute yourselves. How are y'all?
Hey, Babs. Doing great. How are you?
I'm different. It's nice to see y'all. You got an event coming up. Creative Circle, right? A creative circle. Saturday, April 27th at 4:30 at the Church of St. Paul and St. James over there on Olive and Chapel. At what time? 4:30.
That's right.
Tell me about this. What is this about?
Go for it, Alexis.
I was going to say, doors at 4, so feel free to show up at 4, and then the show will start at 4:30. We're putting on a show. So Siren Dance and Camera Dance, which are our separate companies, have been collaborating for a while now to pool our resources and bring dance performances to New Haven, and specifically so far to show our work, but hopefully eventually to also share other people's work as well. So we've been planning this one for a while now.
Really? Because I, you know, when I met y'all, I think you were beginning to talk collaboratively about things, or you've already done some collaborative stuff. Because we've been having dance conversations for like, what, a year, 2 years now? Maybe a year, a little more than a year.
Yeah. I think when we first talked to you both together, it was before our first Creative Circle event in October of 2022.
Okay.
We've done an event in this similar format before, where it's two different companies showing completely different works. We're not collaborating as two companies yet. Maybe that'll happen someday, but we're both in process on different projects, and a time to really talk with folks who's come about what do we do in the studio when we're making new works as dance companies. Everybody has a completely different process, and we found over the years that audiences really enjoy hearing us actually talk about the content and the material and how it all gets created. So we are coming together again to do that in partnership with St. Paul and St. James, hosting us in their community space there in the basement. We're really excited to be doing this as our second collaborative performance in between October 22 and now. We also collaborated on doing two dance advocacy events, Alexis and myself. So we've been busy, in addition
to having
lots of other stuff that our companies do that we don't collaborate on, but we try when we can to do stuff together.
So why at St. Paul and St. James? Is because they have a great space? Like, what is it about that space?
They do have a decent space. They recently have done some renovations there in their basement space to make it more friendly for dance. They have a hardwood floor. They have quite a big open space. So in that regard, it's friendly in that it's unobstructed, large amount of space. They were willing to partner with us in terms of hosting us there in the space. So that's the real reason why, is, as you know, Babs, we've been on a real plight to find institutions who will partner with us as organizations to make space for dance in New Haven, rather than always having it being a financial transaction. And so they were willing to partner. They really want dance and artists to be there. And we were grateful to take them up on that.
Oh, great. All right. So tell me about this big collaborative effort. How many dancers? Is it just you two, or like you got 10, 12 other people?
So my team and I are a team of 7 right now. So I am performing in my work. And then I have my musical director, Christy Eccles, who's directing the musical component of what we're doing, and is also performing in the work. And then we have 5 other collaborators joining us. So our work is super interdisciplinary, all live music and dance. So we have myself as choreographer, director, performer, Christy as director, performer, and then we also have electric guitar, lead vocals, and three other tap dancers.
Wow, that's a lot of folks.
It is.
Well, you've dropped some video. Harry, can we put up a video so we can see some of this and they could talk a little bit about it? Because, you know, Harry, we are in different places.
No worries.
So he might be able to put up some video. I had already sent it to him anyway, because you had sent it to me. And so hopefully he'll be able to, there we go. And you got women on guitar?
Yes, our team is totally queer and femme. It's
that was a whole jam.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that is a very, very short clip of one of the songs that we're showing from the project that we're making called the Mercy Velvet Project, which will eventually be over an hour long. It's a rock and roll musical. And actually I showed the initial rough draft, super rough draft thought of it in our collaboration from October 2022 when we performed at the Hill Museum. That was like the first baby seed of this, which has now grown quite a bit. So we're turning an album into a show. So for our performance this Saturday, we're showing two songs from that album. So that was a short clip from the song called Good Morning Babylon. And we have Aster Rice on lead vocals, and she's a New Haven based artist. We're pumped.
Okay, so when y'all collaborated, was this the idea, like, was this the first thought to like take an album and work from it? Like, what was the planning process? Like, how do you decide on what the theme is and what you're going to do? I want to know about that kind of collaborative kind of thing. Like, do you, Alexis, say, I have an idea, and then Lynn goes, go, let's see what it is. I mean, do you pour a glass of wine? Do you drink some scotch? Like, what happens?
So we're not, like, Lynn and I are not collaborating on the like creative front. We're collaborating on the production side of this. So the bringing a show, the self production aspect of all of the logistics that require bringing art to a public audience. In a way that feels true to who we are, and also like Lynn was saying before, this will be, you know, a works in process showing such that the audience will be super close to us, and we're going to talk about it with the audience. I can share now that one mini artistically collaborative thing that we do that we have had fun doing twice now, and I'm excited to do it for a third time, especially because we'll have more live sound. but we will have a little jams at the end. So our two groups will show work that we've been making separately from each other. So I'm actually like my work will be a surprise to Lynn, as well as like Siren's
work.
Oh, a surprise.
Yeah. So that video clip was all Camar Dance. That's what Alexis's company is artistically bringing to this day. And then Siren Modern Dance is bringing a whole different piece of work that we're working on. So Alexis has her own process of deciding how she landed on Mercy Velvet and all that that she can get into. But then what we're doing is a whole different whole different can of worms.
Yes, play another clip, Harry, before you walk away. Now, is this Lynn's clip, the next one, or is it all?
I'm assuming so. So yeah, so this is Siren Modern Dance. I'm gonna talk over it because we don't have any sound because it's a super, super rough cut, some rehearsal footage. We are a company of 7 individuals, 6 dancers, 1 choreographer. The choreographer is Kate Sutter. She's also my partner in running Siren now for 21 years. And we work with, in addition to myself, who dances in the work, with these 5 other lovely humans, all who have been with Siren from a range of 9 to 3 years. So longstanding company members, and we are at the early stages in the studio of a brand new piece exploring artificial intelligence, consciousness, machine learning, and neural networks. Siren has a history since 2015 of creating work that explores the intersection of art and science. And this is our 3rd project exploring content in that realm. The first was quantum physics. The second was an exploration of time. And this is our next foray into this wonderful wild world of seeing how art and science can intersect and lift one another up. So we started, you know, as Alexis is sharing, like this process of making dance works is long and is years, right? Like she's saying Mercy Velvet, the sea that she showed in October of 2022 is now here 2 years later, right? And like we started the seeds of talking about exploring this piece last summer, I think, for Siren, when we started between Kate and myself talking about what's the next thing we're going to explore as a company. And we were talking with a couple of science institutions that we were potentially partnering with, which is part of what led us to the artificial intelligence, consciousness, neural networks, and machine learning subject. We were just at the Museum of Science Boston last week in a early stages creative residency. So yeah, I'm jumbling a little bit, but so the talking and the research and development started last year, but the company has only been in the studio actually since April 1st. So folks are gonna see really, really fresh stuff from Siren on Saturday. We won't have our whole crew there. Also, I am remiss for also not mentioning, since she wasn't in that video, we are commissioning a completely original score by composer and pianist.
I was going to ask you, do you do yours to live music as well, or is it a recording or DJ?
We've gone in all directions over the decades. This particular one, we are commissioning original score. We're working with Lauren Krieger, who's a composer, singer, songwriter. So the exact instrumentation is yet to be determined. Definitely piano, definitely vocals. There will probably be some other instruments to be involved, but she's been in these early stages with us, creating a couple of, you know, baby seeds of tracks that people will hear on Saturday. She won't be there on Saturday. Unfortunately, it is what it is. You know, we do lots of gigs. This one, we'll have half of the company there. You have to make calls when resources are limited, and we couldn't bring everybody to New Haven, but we'll be doing a very similar show in New York next month, also with Alexis, and our whole crew will be able to be at that one. But so yeah, we're gonna be showing a couple of sections that we're sketching. Like if you think of if anybody out there draws and you start with your pencil and you make a little very rough sketch, or if you're playing music and you're just tinkering with ideas, or even just your thoughts every day, right? We all have these just fleeting thoughts that aren't fully formed yet as humans. And that's the stage that we're in as dance makers right now, where Kate as a choreographer is having early fleeting thoughts, doing lots of movement explorations to have us start physicalizing these concepts in our bodies and see what it looks like.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So you don't get to see what Alexis does, and Alexis doesn't get to see what you do. And then you just hope that it all works. Like, how does that?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about the run of the afternoon, you know, in terms of Siren will present and camera dance, but you know, we're really, you know, since it's not a, the two pieces aren't connected in any way, mm-hmm. shape or form, they don't necessarily need to go together. And as artists and friends for that matter, like I have complete and 100% trust in Alexis and what she does and makes, and whatever she puts forth is going to be true and authentic and phenomenal, and I'm more than happy to be pleasantly surprised. So yeah, this, there would be, you're right, Babs, there would be times where like if we were really trying to create like a very cohesive, you know, arc in that way artistically together as companies, 100% we would have to see each other's stuff beforehand, but that's not particularly what Creative Circle is about this weekend.
Okay. So I so what do you want people to come and take away? What do you hope that this will do?
First and foremost, I want people to feel excited to come and to spend an afternoon, spend an hour, we're not asking for 7 hours, 3 hours, an hour to give some of their time to dance and see what it's about, to connect with some artists in their community. Alexis and I both live here in New Haven, to learn more about the process of making dance, maybe take away, they'll get a chance to move themselves, they'll get a chance to help us figure out how we're going to construct the jam that we do together at the end as two companies. I hope they take away a real sense of the community that there is to be found in, first of all, gathering, and then in particular when we gather to connect with ourselves and our bodies physically, and that there's a real joy and power in that connectivity that we both feel, and that all of our extending phenomenal artists that will be with us, that we get to feel and live every day when we work in this form, and that we feel is really unique to dance. So I hope people come and find a moment of real solace and joy in connecting with dance as an art form on Saturday.
Mm. Yeah, all of that, 100%. And then, yeah, another message I'm always trying to spread, and that's something that I hope people gain more awareness of from my work, is that dance music are the same thing, and that they can and should happen together. You know, we live in, I would say New Haven has like huge support for live music, it can be frustrating that same support isn't like applied to dance in the same way, but in my mind, dance and music are the same exact thing. Music exists to be danced to. Everything we're bringing to the table is musicians and dancers totally moving and playing and working together. And in this particular work that I'm making, like all of the dancers sing and all of the musicians dance. All of them are totally wireless, like no one is plugged into an amp, everyone is wireless and moves throughout the space with us. So it's like a super truly genuinely interdisciplinary, what I'm calling a musical. It's definitely probably still falls more under the, you know, like concert dance, if you will, realm, but also it's not, it kind of like doesn't fit into a genre. It is a musical in an abstract way, but we're taking an album and we're bringing it to life. And it's rock and roll. It's gonna be a great time. Like what's not to enjoy about tap dance and rock and roll?
So what made you think of this album? Because there's like a gazillion albums out there. Like you could have did Prince. I mean, you know what I mean? Like you could have. Anybody, I mean, you had a whole world to choose from. What was it about this particular album that said, you know what, this is the one?
So this album is very, very special, and thank you for asking that. So Mercy Velvet is the band that my dad was in when I was a kid, in the 90s in Rhode Island. He played the drums and was co-composer of that music alongside Deb Lilly and Lou Lilly at the time. They were this like trio just rocking out in Providence, Rhode Island in the 90s, and they made this one album, just one album called Live in Vain. And it's beautiful. I'm a little biased because I was a child at these band rehearsals. I grew up listening to this music. In many ways, it's like, you know, stereotypical, like just feel good alternative rock, 90s rock. But so many of the lyrics are really poignant and super beautiful and so applicable to today in 2024, which I feel like is true of, you know, so much of the music that we love. So
is your father still alive?
He is. He's very much alive, and he will be at the show on.
Oh, okay, great.
he hasn't really seen any of what we're doing, other than that. I mean, he's excited about it, but it'll be along with the rest of the audience, he'll be experiencing what we've been working on for the first time on Saturday. So, so this is very much like a kind of familial legacy thing for me. And I'm just grateful that a group of absurdly talented human beings have decided to join me on this journey and bring this album to life, because it very much would not be happening if if Christy and the rest of our team didn't just say yes. I'm super grateful.
All right, so when did y'all start planning for this? Like, how long does it take to pull this off? Is this 6 months ago? A year ago, 9 months ago, like what's the yesterday? Like what happens?
I think in terms of, I mean, ever since, you know, ever since October 2022 at the Hill Museum went so well, I feel like, you know, Lynn and I, Siren and I knew that we would be doing this again. In terms of pooling resources to produce our work here, because like, yeah, no one, arts presenters in New Haven don't curate dance, and there aren't spaces in New Haven like there are in other cities where you can just like have your work be presented, even for like a, you know, a ticket sales split. Like that's not a, and so that's a thing we're very much lacking here in New Haven. So I feel like since our first creative circle was so successful, we knew we'd be doing it again for sure. And then, I would say 6 or 7 months ago.
I feel like it would have been early fall that we really started pounding the pavement to figure out which space. I want to say it was in the late summer, early fall that we started talking with St. Paul and St. James. They were receptive pretty much off the bat. And so since we knew this was going to be another work in progress sharing that we could do, it's not a theatrical space. There's not a lighting grid. It's not a formal, there's not going to be any production value in terms of if you think of a stage, if you've been in one and having lights and a big sound system and all that. But since we knew we weren't doing that this time around, we were happy to work with what they have. I feel like it was August or September, and then we secure the date first, and you hold the date, and then each of our companies do our thing with our respective rehearsal schedules and all that within the other things we have going on throughout the fall and the spring. But that said, for Creative Circle, if anybody's out there listening, like now you're hearing, we have two work in progress showings doing, we want to do a full show for New Haven too, you know, like we want to give a chance for the folks that are now seeing when Siren did Creative Circle in October of 2022, we were showing works in process of a totally different piece that hasn't yet been able to be presented here for full performance, and now we're on to a new one. So I hope very much that this one will get a chance to come and be seen in its next iteration. But yeah, I would say it takes a good 6 to 8 months once you have a date, but kind of knowing you're going to do something, a well over a year out. Just these things organizationally take a huge amount of time and planning and resources. And then especially when you're combining two entities to come together as one, we really have to hold the date in our rhythms for quite some time.
You know, Lexis, I think your name came up in the Schwartzman Center conversation. So you doing some stuff with them?
I'll be teaching one of the Everybody Dances, I think, that series. Okay.
That's probably why I saw your name, or I said, or they were like, yeah, oh, Alexis. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, Lynn got to teach one of those in January. And
did you like it?
It was a blast. I had a total blast. It was a great time. Great group of people came out. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
They got like a fancy dance studio over there, right? Like, it's all nice.
Yeah.
I took the tour. I've been in there. I didn't even know Yale had dance. So when I saw it, I was just blown away. I was like, what's going on?
I mean, it's, you know, it needs, like, Alexis needs a different floor to tap on. She still has to bring her boards if she wants to tap there, but. So I don't think you're teaching a tap class, right, Alexis?
I'm not. It's unfortunately not an inclusive space of percussive dance. They don't allow tap shoes in there. So that's a big bummer. Ooh. Something that, you know, if we're gonna support dance, we gotta support all its forms. So no, I will not be teaching a tap class, but I'll be teaching a very rhythmic, rhythm forward, music forward, contemporary movement class. I also am a contemporary dancer and have trained in many, many styles and teach other things. But yeah, I'll be doing that in May. I want to say May 12th, I think.
Okay. I raise it because I spend a lot of time going to stuff at the Schwarzman Center. And so, and I know that they have been doing a lot of bringing dance folks to the space, you know, and I've had conversations with other dancers that come to the space to teach and to perform. And so they seem to be tuned into that in a way I have not seen in the city. You know what I mean? Like, I've not seen dedicated dance commitments the way I'm seeing out of there. So I think it's a nice add, you know, if they keep inviting the community in, that kind of thing. So
yeah, sure. Doing that, but even more, and yeah, if they start presenting local works of folks, that would be
yeah. So you know, the last time we talked, y'all were talking to other dancers about where dance could be in the city. How's that going?
I mean, you're looking at it, right? Like, we're you know, Alexis and I did in March of 2023, we had a gathering here at the Sandbox Space that the Arts Council has on Audubon Street, of dancers, dance makers, educators from New Haven, but also other folks from other places in the state. And then we had a virtual meeting sponsored by Connecticut Office of the Arts, also summer of 2023. No, am I in the right year? Yeah, I think I'm in the right year. Am I in the right year? Okay.
2024. We're in 2024. Listen, thanks. I've been doing that too.
And you know, to, you know, so we're still in all that work, Babs, because this is what we do. I mean, I think after we had that second meeting that summer, last summer, Alexis and I also wanted to make sure that we kept our creative work together as dance entities going, because then for about 6 months after we did October of 2022, we had this half a year where we were focusing on all this dance advocacy work together as a team, in terms of trying to reach out more and have more conversations. Which is all valid, and we all do every day. I think any conversation we have, we try and bring stuff up, but we also felt like we wanted to make sure we planned our next event where we were artistically coming together, so we keep that in the forefront as well. And I don't want to say forefront background, because it's all part of the same thing, right? I don't feel like we can silo it into, like, I think anytime we're out here trying to talk about supporting dance and coming to see dance, like, we're doing that work, you know. And I think there are plenty of dance makers in New Haven and in the state who are doing just what we're doing, and they simply need people to show up and to invest and give dance a chance, you know. And we know there are lots of dance fans out of there, you know. We know you're one, Babs, and we know lots of people are, and what we need people to do is to, not just for us, but go take a class, go see a show, like, engage with the art form. spend your money on the art form. Like, we need people. Like, our work does not exist in a vacuum. I always say, like, it's not done. It's not done until we have people there to witness it. It's about that exchange of sharing with others that makes it a complete thing. And so whether it's New Haven or Hartford or Bridgeport or Old Saybrook, wherever you live in this state, like, go see some dance and support the people trying to do it, because they're working their butts off, I assure you. And so yeah, as far as where the work is, like, it's constant, it's nonstop. I know there's lots of people out there who are just who are doing it, and we just need the public to join us, for sure.
Yes. Well, if anybody is interested, and I know you all are, Saturday, April 27th at 4:30 at St. Paul and St. James Episcopal Church, right there, 87 Olive Street.
57. Or
57, I'm sorry, it's small print.
No worries.
Olive Street, right there, Olive and Chapel. I mean, y'all know where it is, it's a jazz church. They do jazz services. The Creative Circle. And the tickets are inexpensive. You could pay anywhere from $12 to $25 to and kids under 12 are free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So all right. So that's Saturday. Listen, I'm planning people's weekends. This is what you should do. You should go see Dan, and then, you know, you're downtown anyway. So after that, you go eat dinner somewhere, right?
Yeah, come for a show and then, you know, stay in Worcester Square for pizza.
For some pizza, or go to Gioia for some Mediterranean Italian kind of vibe, cocktails or something. Oh, I might plan that out for myself. Let me. That sounds like a good idea. Well, Lynn Peterson and Alexis Robbins, it was so good to see you this morning. And I am a fan of both of you, and I'm looking forward to Saturday. I thought I was going to miss it because I'm going out of town, but I'm not leaving until Sunday. So I could catch this performance. I'm looking forward to it. So thank you very much. And thank you for sending over the clips this morning. It's really nice.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us, Babs, and for your constant support and megaphone that you give to us and to dance and to the arts in general. We really appreciate it.
Well, y'all come back anytime, because I know you got more stuff coming up. So make this your dance home and just come back. We'll talk about the next production of something. So yes. I am a true fan. So Saturday. At St. Paul, St. James Church, 4:30 on Olive Street. Don't miss it, people. You're really in for a real treat. They are very, very talented. And who doesn't like rock and roll, for God's sake? Women with guitars is badass.
That's what I'm saying.
And tap dancing on top of it? Like, come on. So, all right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry Droz. I'll see y'all tomorrow.